Now, as I mentioned earlier on in the program, I have a live guest today in the form of Robert Boyens. Good morning, Bob. How are you going?
I'm fine, thanks.
Now, Bob's here because there's a new exhibition. In fact, I guess we could wind back a bit. There's actually a whole lot of exhibitions about aquifer, but this one in particular we're talking about is on at Belco Arts. It's called
Pacific Drift. Mm.
And it actually goes back a long time, doesn't it, to when it was first produced?
Yes. The first work in this show is, well, it's called Dulla Dulla Rock, which is sort of rather timely in one sense. But the series began when I heard Philip Adams on radio talking about the part despoilation of Rapa Nui, mm-hmm, by putting an airstrip right down the middle. And, you know, there was a fair bit of outrage about this. And I started imagining that this will disturb not only the culture, their local culture and their mythologies and spirituality, but it also starts to have some kind of interface with earlier colonial references and dot points that I think are quite relevant. So I imagined that some of these heads would fall and drift across the Pacific, mm-hmm, and through archipelagos and island groups towards Australia. And the consequence of all that, you can see that it's a construction on my part, because most rocks, some do, but most rocks don't float.
Yeah.
And but in a sense, I had a problem immediately. I didn't want to appropriate the carved, you know, crudely hewn heads from Easter Island. So I decided eventually to use my own head. It was the only one that I felt that I could, with copyright, et cetera, I could actually use. So I moved on the series from there. And there are about three or four different points of intervention of this work through about 5 or 6 years, where the drift and there are all sorts of references there that begins with the drift. And there's always a dialectic between buildings, postmodernist buildings, and then the fall of some of those buildings, the breaking up of those structures. Uh-huh. And in the end, some of them fall through flood and other reasons on beaches on the Gold Coast and places up and down the New South Wales coast, because they're on exactly the same latitude. So
so if there was a drift, that's where that ended up?
Not by looking at scientific references, but just looking at a map and thinking, well, that could happen, and they wander their way through. You know, radio is difficult because I could point to a few pictures, which we have on screen here, and we deconstructed the whole room here to turn the screens around a minute ago so that I could see them at least, but you can't.
That's right.
And so it means that you have to go and see the show.
Yes, and the show itself actually opens on
tomorrow night,
which is the 11th
That's
of February.
Right. Yeah.
Runs for how long?
I think it's about the 26th or 28th of next month, of March.
Okay,
so,
excellent.
So it's got plenty of time to get to it. It's in the West Gallery at Belconnen, and of course there's another important group show on in another new gallery close by within the precinct of Belconnen Arts Centre.
Yeah. And that's also one inside this umbrella of aquifer.
Absolutely.
So one of the things about your show, perhaps compared to some of the others around the place with that umbrella term, is that, as you were saying, this actually existed a long time ago. It's
absolutely
actually ran in the US years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the first environmental shows through painting that I know about, full on, and dealing with continental drift. And with implications of flooding, sea rising, etc.
So in some ways, I guess you may have seen yourself as a canary in the coal mine there, and
yeah,
it must
sure
be immensely frustrating that here we are,
here
nothing
we are.
Much has changed.
That's right. Yes, nothing much has changed at all. But we talk about it a lot.
That's true, yes. Mm. So if words precede actions, then at least we're going the right way.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
So, yes, you've taken up the whole of the West Gallery at Belco Arts.
Yes.
The West Gallery, for those who may or may not know, was actually the original gallery before they've had their massive reconstruction at Bill Coast. So it's the same space. It must be interesting to deal with the light in that space.
It's very hard because there are fundamentally two sizes of work, very large pictures, which are on the old scale, 6 feet by 8 feet, and 180 by 244. They're oil on canvas, and there are five of those, and the others are framed behind glass. So those works are difficult to place in the space, and the hang has been influenced by that, so that we're not getting big shafts of light coming in the afternoon and late afternoon.
A good thing too. I've noticed as well with the West Gallery in the past, it's one of those spaces that can diminish your work. So you need decent sized works to make it in that
absolutely,
space.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's another consideration because they have very high ceilings, so they hang slightly higher than the standard 150 centres, which museums use. Yeah. And that's... I think that works. And I mentioned Ulla Dulla Rock, which earlier, which is 1986, which is a very... it looks as though it's been carved. It's all by a cubist, but it sits at Ulla Dulla on a rock shelf, and I hope that it's still there. And I drew it in at that time and converted it into a painting. It's the only one that's out of the two sizes there, away from those two sizes. It's middle size, roughly. And it's so reminiscent of the quasi-cubist nature of those pieces from Easter Island.
Yeah, so that'll be fascinating as well, because this is a whole bunch of works that we wouldn't have seen before here, is that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. Well, half of them, of these, have been to the United States with another whole sort of two or three exhibitions that went. I had five shows quite regularly there in St. Louis and one in Washington and two iterations at the Chicago Art Fair. Now, as you could imagine, that has taken works out, and it's been rather difficult for me to find the through line.
Given that some of those are missing now.
Yeah, the key works, some key works have gone, and one or two have gone. Well, one work has gone to the National Gallery of Victoria that I can see here, and the other one key work here also is still in St. Louis. So it's a sad thing, but it's a 50-50 solution. Sell one, lose one.
Yeah, it's a conundrum you'll have to deal with forever.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, the exhibition Pacific Drift is one of a number of shows that we'll see across Canberra over the next month or two called Aquifer. We'll be talking about some of the other ones as well. There's one coming up at CCAS. There's one open already at the ANU School of Art and Design Gallery. There's Megalo. There's Belk Arts, of course, is full of Aquifer. Mm. So by the time we've got through this series of works over the next couple of months, people should be somewhat more informed about the state that we find ourselves in.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about it today, Bob. Look forward to seeing how the opening works tomorrow night.
Well, it's open and it's not a guest-only opening.
Because it's a big space, isn't it?
It's a big space, and everyone's welcome at 6.
Excellent. Thanks for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you.